Normally, I do one Radio Cheddar podcast a week. This week, I'll give you two, and I won't even charge you extra for it. Hey, thanks so much for downloading the Radio Cheddar podcast. Today, we're going to talk with Chris Cravens. He's the director of candidate acquisition for this great company called Recruit Military, and they're going to have an event in Detroit next Thursday. It's all about military veterans getting work. But first, we'll talk with Brad Wilk. He's the drummer of Rage Against the Machine and the brand new band Prophets of Rage.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
This is Radio Chatter with WRIF's own Meltdown.
Thank you guys so much for checking out Radio Chatter. Like I said in the beginning, Chris Cravens is the director of candidate acquisition for Recruit Military. They have an event coming up on June 16th at Ford Field, kind of to help veterans find jobs. And it's a great company. We'll talk with Chris here coming up in just a little bit. By the way, if you want to just punch up recruitmilitary.com for you or somebody you know, it's really ironic how I found these guys and how I found out about this job fair that's coming up. I'll talk more about that with Chris coming up here in just a bit. In the meantime, Brad Wilk and three of the guys from Rage Against the Machine join forces with Chuck D from Public Enemy and Be Real from Cypress Hill to join this Prophets of Rage band, which will be coming by the Motor City DTE on September 1st. Tickets are on sale right now. Ticketmaster.com and the venue box office, as this is pretty cool. Of course, all these guys, real politically motivated, and I mean, you know the whole deal with Rage Against the Machine. So anyways, it's going to be a great show. Love that band. Man, I'll tell you what, if there was a band that came out of the 90s that was more, I don't know, out of the box, a little bit different, I'm not exactly sure who it was. Of course, you had Tool, you had the whole Seattle sound, a lot of that stuff, but for me, Rage Against the Machine, as far as our music is concerned, was pretty much up there near the tops. This is one of those interviews where it's a third-party one. We've talked about this before, where somebody calls me, then they get Brad on the phone, and sometimes the quality is a little bit shoddy, but you get the picture. As we talk to Brad Welk right here on Radio Chatter.
What's up, Meltdown?
Hey, man. Good. Everything's good here in the D. I thought I was going to be talking with Chuck D as well, but that's awesome, man. Great to talk to you. I've never had a chance to actually interview you before. I've talked to Tom and Tim before, but it's awesome. I was thinking about this as they told me I was going to talk to you. I mean, Black Sabbath, right?
Black Sabbath, yes, that's correct. Man, if I knew I was going to be talking to Chuck D and then I got me, I'd actually be pretty upset.
Oh, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what made me a little nervous is that I don't normally talk to, you know, rap guys and stuff like that, so I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about, but I had a bunch of stuff, but it's great to talk to you.
Chuck D, it's just, you know, Chuck D has a good voice and rap. Like when the guy talks, it almost puts me like in a trance. It's so great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Playing with a couple of your heroes coming up on this tour, I would imagine, eh?
Yeah, well, you know, both Public Enemy and Cypress Hill were huge influences on Rage Against the Machine when we were first starting to write music. Those were the bands that we were bumping in our cars, and so they had a massive impact on us as a band. So to be able to be creative with these guys and play with these guys just made perfect sense, and we couldn't be happier with how this thing has rolled out so far.
Yeah, now, I mean, bands like teams, like a lot of stuff, I would assume, have to have a certain kind of chemistry. When you guys started rehearsing or whatever, you played the shows in Los Angeles and stuff. Talk about how you guys build the chemistry.
Well, I think that chemistry is really something that is less built upon, and it's more something that's either there in the DNA or it's not. And I think with us, we got lucky, and there was in fact great chemistry. And you know, before we even played our first show, there were so many people already making so many assumptions about this band, and all of us just put our heads to our noses and just worked really hard and had a lot of fun as well making new music and learning old music and doing different interpretations of Cypress Hill and Public Enemy songs. And again, the response has been kind of overwhelming for us because it's just been such a great response. And playing these first few shows has just been amazing for us.
Yeah, when I saw this pop up a couple weeks back, I posted on my Facebook. I'm like, this could be kind of cool, and I'm looking forward to it. September 1st at DTE, the Make America Rage Again Tour, of course, with Chuck D and Be Real and the guys from Rage Against the Machine. And you guys played over the weekend in some small clubs. How'd it all go?
Oh, it went great. You know, we were supposed to play. We went to New York. We were supposed to play the Governor's Ball, which got canceled.
Yeah, I saw the weather or something.
I got canceled due to put a show together in Brooklyn at this place called the Warsaw, and it was kind of great because we got to play a full set, and we just had these amazing fans that showed up to support us, and it was just an awesome evening. So everything kind of worked out for us.
Yeah. Now, you guys, of course, will be doing some Rage songs, Public Enemy, I'm sure, Cypress Hill and stuff, but I guess you're doing some Beastie Boys songs. Any other covers that we should look for?
Well, you know, you never know. Every time we get in a room, you never know what's going to happen. So, yeah, we did play a Beastie Boy cover that we enjoy very much. And, you know, we also have Prophets of Rage songs that we wrote that we're playing, so there's new material, there's older material, there's new takes on Public Enemy and Cypress Hill songs. So, you know, we just have these massive catalogs to choose from and also new stuff to just have fun with.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think I read somewhere that when Prophets of Rage comes to a town near you, wherever you may be, some prophets might be going to local charities.
Absolutely. Food bank in which we play in, definitely a portion of that goes to these food banks, and I'm glad you did
that. Yeah, we're kind of losing a little bit. Are you like in a different continent or something?
Oh no, I'm in the U.S. I don't know why you're leaving me.
Yeah, a little.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's all right. So, listen, it's kind of funny. When I started talking to you, I just flashed back to the first time I heard Rage Against the Machine. And ironically enough, I was in the radio business, and one of my friends at an AC station turned me on to you guys, believe it or not. And, man, I'll tell you what, it was super refreshing to hear something of your guys' caliber come out back in the early 90s.
Wow, well, that's really nice to hear. Yeah, that was definitely an exciting time in music for us. So it's kind of great to be able to, you know, play all of these historic songs and play these songs that, you know, that actually have as much meaning today as they did when they were first written. So it just seems like we're trying to live in the moment and stay very present. There's a lot of disenchanted people in this country that are looking for a voice of reason at this point, and so I'll be part of that.
Yeah. Hey, there was rumor that Zach might have been joining you guys before this whole Prophets of Rage thing came out, if I recall correctly. Where is Zach? How come you guys can't play?
Those were definitely pure rumors. Zach is actually working on his own record right now. Mm. I believe with the Run the Jewels guys, as far as I know.
Now, I talked to you earlier about the Black Sabbath thing. I mean, do you ever think how cool it is to be part of the history of that band?
Oh, it was absolutely that. You know, they were heroes growing up as a kid. You know, I wanted to be Bill Ward, and so being in that situation was an incredible moment for me, and we'll always cherish that. Making a record with those guys was incredible.
Yeah. Is there any possibility you might be at their final show?
Is that the Hollywood Bowl, right?
I'm not exactly sure, to be honest with you, where the final show is, but I mean, if you could make it to the final Black Sabbath show, would that be something you'd want to do?
Of course, absolutely. Yeah. I just saw them recently, actually, at what they play. I think, well, I want to say it was at the Forum. Mm. But sure, yeah. That's going to be their last show.
Yeah, and what's his name? Tommy Clifotis. He's from Detroit here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think didn't you guys covered Kick Out the Jams one time, didn't you?
we cover kickboxing jams more than once.
Yeah.
that was definitely in our arsenal, and we actually recorded it on Rage Against the Machine's last record called Renegade.
Yeah, I think I've played a live version though before on the radio, and it is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we recorded both a studio version, and we also put a live version of that as well.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. I've talked about this before with other guys, but it's like Detroit is such a rich musical heritage. Did you like any of the other Detroit bands or anything that come out of the Motor City?
Well, come on. I mean, you got Iggy Pop and like MC5, like two of the greatest bands and people of all time. So, Detroit's huge. And Jack White is out of Detroit. Love his music. Have a lot of respect for him as well. So, yeah, Detroit is an amazing place.
Cool.
You got that Eminem.
Yeah.
Among others.
I was going to ask Chuck D about Eminem. Are you an Eminem fan?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I am.
Yeah, he is awesome. There's no question. So, well, listen, man, it's been great talking to you, Brad. Prophets of Rage comes up September 1st at a DTE. The Make America Rage Again tour is coming to the Motor City with some of the profits going to local charities and whatnot. And I got to tell you, it's going to be a great show. And it's kind of cool to have at least a little bit of Rage back together again.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Yeah, you know, the tickets go on sale June 10th. Tickets are as low as $20 because I want to make sure everyone can come and see the show.
Yeah, that's cool. Kid Rock did the $20 tour twice, actually, the last few years. And I'll tell you what, people line up and they jam pack the places.
There you go. Another Detroit boy.
Yeah, there you have it. Well, Brad, listen, man, have fun with all your radio interviews and whatnot. And, of course, on this tour, we'll see you right here at DT on September 1st. And awesome talking to you. Thanks for the time, my friend.
All right, thanks. Calm down.
Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine, Black Sabbath, like we mentioned, of course, Audioslave, Pussifer, the guys just played drums for tons of projects. And that's going to be good. September 1st at DTE, the Prophets of Rage, with, of course, him, Tom Morello, Tim Comerford, as well as Chuck D from Public Enemy and Be Real from Cypress Hill. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com in the venue box office as well. I got to thank Brad for checking in. Let's switch gears slightly. Recruit Military is hosting a job fair at Ford Field coming up on the 16th of June. If you know anybody, a veteran looking for a job, this is a perfect place. And right now on the phone with us, we have Chris Cravens. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, Chris Cravens, the director of candidate acquisition for Recruit Military. And tell everybody exactly what you guys do.
So we host a multitude of things to help veterans find companies that are hiring veteran talent. We set up the dance, if you will. So we host 106 events in 56 cities on an annual basis, and we also have a job board, which is digital, that veterans can access to find opportunities near them. So those are kind of the two big things that we do to make sure that companies can find veteran talent.
And what's the website address?
It's recruitmilitary.com.
Okay. Now, I don't know if the girl who set this whole thing up kind of told you what happened. Did she explain what happened?
She did not. No, this was, it was last minute on our end, too.
Okay, so what happened was over the weekend, there was this guy that I know who's in the military, and he struggles a little bit, you know, and I try to help him out if I can. And I try to you know, push him in the right direction here and there. And I text him over the weekend, and I said, how's things going? And he's like, yeah, not so good. He's out of a job. You know, he can't find work. He says he's overqualified for a lot of things. And I text him back. I said, well, listen, man, I'll keep my ear to the ground for you, and hopefully something will pop up. And, I mean, it's just like a weird way that this world works. I get tons of junk mail and spam and the whole thing, and this email just happened to catch my attention, and it was right here in Detroit next Thursday, and I'm like, there you go. I'm going to send it to him. And then I thought, you know what? Why should I just send it to him? I'll just let everybody know about this that's interested in your job fair. It's coming up next Thursday. So it's kind of cool how this world works, especially in the social media, internet world and whatnot. But you have a ton of people coming out to this thing next week looking for veterans to employ. Is that true?
We do. We do. We've got right now 59 companies locked on, and, you know, we usually pick up a few stragglers the week before. So we're looking at about 60-plus companies.
Wow.
That have veteran hire initiatives. Yeah.
Yeah, 59, 60 companies out there. I see some of the ones, Ford Motor Company, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Let's see, Walgreens. I mean, I saw the Home Depot is on there, Fiat Chrysler, First State Bank. I mean, you run the gamut of all sorts of places looking for employees, huh?
We do. You know, we've got everything from, national, Fortune 200, 500 companies to local companies, that may be smaller, mid-sized, that are looking to bring veterans into their workforce.
And, okay, so this is happening Thursday at Ford Field. And it says from 11 to 3. That's only a four-hour window. People have better get down there and start crackling and start meeting people, huh?
That's correct. Yeah, well, we are going to open the doors early. Ford is going to do a seminar about things that they're hiring for, different hiring initiatives, a little more insight on Ford. So we're going to open the doors at 9:45. So we're actually going to hold a seminar with Ford being the sponsor at Ford Field, doing the seminar at 9:45. So if people can get there early, we'd love for them to take advantage of that opportunity.
Now, if people are coming down there, what do you suggest they bring with them?
Well-dressed. Even if you're coming to network, if you're already employed or underemployed, if you're just looking to get out there and see what's out there, definitely dressed in your business class. On top of that, bring copies of your resumes. Even though they may require for you to put them online, having something tangible for that recruiter to walk away with and remember you, that's a great thing to have with you. So those two things are really all you need to get in the door and take advantage of the opportunities there that day.
Now, what kind of success are you guys looking at when you guys host these kind of things? You got any numbers?
We do. We've got some numbers. So at this particular event, we're looking at 120-plus job offers. And what that looks at is we talk to the companies that are coming. We figure out exactly what they're hiring for. And then, obviously, we compound that based on how many veterans are coming. So we're looking at 120-plus job offers, at just this one event.
Now, I told you before I guess I lied. I remember reading Donald Trump's book, Think Big and Kick Ass, several years ago. And I remember there was this one story that he told where he was going bankrupt and a lot of things were crashing down around him. And there was this banker that was like really just out to get people, out to get these rich guys, And so Donald Trump went to this event one time and he happened to sit next to this guy, not knowing it was him. And they became friends, and then later on he realized this was the guy going after all these bigwigs. But because he had gone out of his way and went to this event that he really wasn't sure if he was going to go to, everything kind of worked out in his favor. So the moral of the story was go to these places, meet people. You never know what's going to happen down the road, and I've always thought that. So you got 120-plus job openings, but this could really turn into something down the road for somebody, even if they don't get hired today or next week.
It absolutely does. I mean, that's what these events do. I mean, we hold these in a ton of different cities, and it's so funny. So many of the success stories come from those that said, I was on the verge of not coming, and then I wound up doing it. For sometimes they don't even have a good reason. They didn't have anything else to do, or, lunch plans fell through, or I had just a little extra time on my schedule. And then for the things that happen afterwards and the type of possibilities that come just from these types of events, it's really amazing. It's definitely worth it if you've got just a few minutes of time to come out and just see the opportunities. They're really looking for veterans in these companies.
All right, Chris. Well, we really appreciate your time. I hope this is a huge success for you guys next Thursday, the 16th of December. I'm sorry, December. The 16th of June. Got to get our months correct here in Detroit. As that's going to be at Ford Field. And thank you for your service. You served 8 years. You've been overseas in Fallujah, Ramadi. Is it the Sagan Valley of Afghanistan?
Yeah, Sagan Valley. Yes,
man.
Sir.
And I'll tell you what. God bless you, and God bless all the heroes and the warriors out there. You guys are really the salt of the earth people that make this country tick.
Honored to serve and honored to be supported. So, like I said, greatly appreciated in general and exclusively for this event.
All right, Chris, finally, what's your favorite Rage Against the Machine song? Go!
Oh, boy! Whichever one comes on next.
All right, Chris. Hey, maybe we'll bump into you next week. Thanks so much for your time and good luck in the event.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Hopefully a lot of veterans will pack the place, get some of these guys and girls some work and a better future for them. Of course, they've taken good care of us. It's time to take care of them. And like he was talking about, there's about 60 companies down there looking to employ people in all sorts of spectrums, all sorts of work environments, everything from a plastic pack, packaging, Quicken Loans, St. John's Providence. I can go on and on with all these great companies. So definitely, if you know somebody or you're a veteran yourself, make sure you get down there on the 16th of June and help out and perhaps get somebody a gig. That'd be great. Hey, listen, join me up on Twitter at MeltdownWRIF. You can email me anytime, meltdown@WRIF.com. Any comments, questions, critiques, whatever you got. And as always, thank you guys so much for checking out Radio Chatter. It's tough. Sometimes I never know who I'm going to get on the podcast. This week I had nobody until the old guy started singing Bodies Hit the Floor and America's Got Talent. And then I called Stevie. And then Just got the call the next day. It's like, hey, Brad wants to talk about this Prophets of Rage, and it's really cool how this stuff works out. I do believe I'll have Art Alexakis from Everclear coming on the show in the next couple of weeks, and who knows after that. You'll be as surprised as me. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for checking out Radio Chatter. We'll do it all over again next week. We gotta kick them out!
Kick some out!